Chapter 13. Christ sat down. The climax of redemption was the seating of the Lord Jesus. After he had been made sin, after he had paid the penalty of our relationship with Satan, after he had suffered all that justice demanded of us, then Christ with us arose from the dead. We were raised with him. He declared that we were seated together with Christ, Ephesians 2:6, and raised us up with him and made us to sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. There was the highest honor that God had ever conferred upon man. The Son became a man, identified himself with the human race, delivered the human race from the authority of Satan, and carried his blood into the Holy of Holies to make the eternal redemption. Then he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. We have a man seated at God's right hand. He is our representative. He is there to represent us. This is the crowning event in redemption, a man seated at God's right hand. And that man is the head of the new body, the church. Is it any wonder he shouts, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ," Ephesians 1:3. Not only are we seated in the highest position in the universe, but we are also blessed with every spiritual blessing that is necessary to maintain our place as members of his glorious body. In the mind of God, every one of us is in Christ now. He sees us in him. When we go to the throne of grace in prayer, it is as though Jesus were going there, for we go in his name. Colossians 3:3, "For ye died, and your life is hid with Christ in God." We are hidden from the adversary, but we are visible to the Father. Hebrews 9:24, "For Christ entered not into a holy place made with hands, like in pattern to the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear before the face of God for us." He is there at the right hand of the Father as our representative, as our Lord, as our lover who gave himself for us. We can see that our redemption is a completed, finished thing. If Christ sat down at God's right hand, it is because the Father accepted him and accepted what he did for us. The fact that he is seated there is the seal of our acceptance in the Beloved.